Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here at FinTech Meetup. Look who is here at our table number 216, Nick Evans.
What's the behind us over here?
I know, and we got 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
We're on the clock, literally.
Can we kill 13 minutes, Mike, together?
Of course.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is two football fields. Two full football fields.
I had no idea there was going to be this many people here.
Yeah, they have done this is a marketing 101 type scene. This is incredible.
Well, share with me what you guys are from Circle. What do you want to take away from this conference? Why are you here, Nick?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, every fintech in the universe is here.
Yes, they are.
Right? And there are a lot of credit unions here, a lot more than we ever envisioned would come.
Right.
And so it's kind of sending the message. Maybe there is a need. How do we fill this need in the marketplace for community banks and credit unions to mash up with fintech and have a big event, a huge event. So this is it.
What are you looking for here, though? I mean, is there anything particular, or just kind of networking, kind of like doing this?
Yeah, networking. I was just at another meeting with one of our portfolio companies, just to hear what they're doing. I have meetings with other investment funds. I have meetings with fintechs that were, thinking about investing in. So it runs the whole gamut, Mike.
Yeah, really,
yeah. So it's but this seems like the place to be this week, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
The crazy thing is that, as you know, the CUSO is next week in Las Vegas.
Oh, right, so down the street.
Yeah, I'm here for 12 nights.
Are you going to stay?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's too hard to get home.
You think about it.
It's like, too hard to get back to Iowa. You live in San Diego, yeah. So it's easy for you. To do Iowa, I lose a whole day on each side, so it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're right.
So, and then, I think this idea around co-locating events when people are all together, that's kind of our concept behind Curated as well. There's a bunch of credit unions here, there's a bunch of fintech here. Our collaboration partners, CU 2.0 and Reseda Group and CMFG Ventures and Constellation, they're all here. So, and it's no different than next week at the CUSO. I think Underground is having something there. So the whole concept around co-locating, I think, is catching on.
I agree. Well, you guys kind of started it last year.
Yeah, we did.
At the CUSO,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah, so in April.
Really effective.
Yeah, that April event, we co-located Venture Tech that year and piggybacked with the CUSO.
Yeah.
And that was a phenomenal success. And so it's no secret that, the people that are putting Curated together this year on Wednesday while we're here, our goal is to find a way to do something all together once a year for the entire industry. So as we experiment with this co-location idea and talking to these bigger events, and actually FinTech Meetup approached me and said, hey, we're all for this co-location idea. Is there anything that you would like to do? And I said, well, I need to have an annual shareholder meeting. Then I talked to CMFG Ventures, and this is kind of snowballed from there. So being the first year, it'll be interesting to see how it works from an experiment standpoint and what kind of feedback we get. But our goal is to allow credit unions to do a deeper dive with some of these fintechs. And so that's what we're doing on Wednesday while we're here.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people this year, here is a big experiment. So
yes.
I know that for me, that's what it is, because I have no idea what to expect. No expectations, actually, just to come in and talk to cool people like you and see what's going on out there.
So, yeah, I did have an interesting question about an hour ago, just for the fact that you see the number of credit unions that are here and the number of fintechs far outnumbers that. But, somebody said to me, hey, are credit unions starting to catch on to this fintech thing? And I think that, yes, they are. I mean, our fund, just by the extra dollars we raised in our investment fund, you know, things like that. I'm on stage with Vice Chairman Hoffman tomorrow, and we're talking about fintech collaboration for the industry. So there's a lot, you know, there's just a lot of activity in the big picture of how fintechs are, you know, they're in our lives, so we should embrace it and find a way to work together to advance the credit union movement, you know. Totally.
If this room is any indication that fintechs are here to stay, they're here to stay.
Yeah. The big thing, though, that we worry about at Venture Tech and at an event like Curated, which we talked about, is that we have more fintechs trying to get in to the event than we do credit unions. And for, you know, for Venture Tech and things like that, we're trying to, and the QSO is another example, where we have more fintechs trying to come in and it outnumbers the credit unions. Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know, and so that's the thing that we're weighing now is do we work hard to keep only certain fintechs there, or do we just let it be a free-for-all and let, the whole thing around strongest will survive type thing, is that how we play this? We don't know. So there's a lot of things that we're kind of looking at while we're here with this big event as well. So I haven't been in the exhibit hall yet, but
I
imagine it's huge. And in fact,
there's two of them.
So I imagine there will be a lot of activity.
Yeah, we kind of went from like one large credit union conference to another large fintech conference, because we had GAC a couple weeks ago, and now this one.
Yes.
And man, it's overwhelming.
Well, you know, you look at some of the fintechs that were at both, and then they're going to come back to the QSO next week, and some of them have told me they haven't slept. They're not going to sleep in March. So that's a lot. There's a lot going on there.
Back-to-back shows.
It's those darn networking events that kill you.
I know. I try to keep those to a minimum, for sure.
Well, that's not in my DNA, so.
That's part of your job.
Yeah. So, yeah, I tried to take my board out for dinner, because most of them are here, and the board chair said, no, you know, we see you enough at meetings and things like that. Your job is to do this and this and this, so go out to dinner with other people. So that's what I'm doing.
There you go.
Yeah. What about you? Do you you hit all the...
No, I don't, actually.
All the casinos and the hotspots?
The beauty of what I've done here is that I record during the day, and then I produce and I post during the night, which keeps me out of trouble. I don't know if I designed it that way, but that's just kind of my schedule. But sometimes I do get out to a few events here and there. Sometimes if I have the time to do it. So yeah, I'll get out and do a couple of events. So yeah. But generally, yeah, it's record during the day, interview by day, and post by night.
Yeah. And edit in between.
And edit in between somewhere there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You put out a lot of interviews.
We tried.
On a daily basis.
We tried. Yeah, we did like 60 interviews at GAC. So
60.
That was a lot, yeah.
And then you'll be back again next week.
Back here again next week for the NACUSO show.
Yeah.
Which is going to be great as well.
Yeah, that's I'm on the NACUSO board, and as you know, Jack's announced his retirement, so that'll be a fun event.
And
I've seen the numbers for that event, and it's going to be all-time record highs.
Oh, so, good for them.
So people are traveling, people are getting out, people want to, see what's going on in the industry.
I mean, this still really works really well, you know, as opposed to the Zoom and all that type of stuff, which worked great.
Right.
But there's nothing better than face-to-face than seeing the fintech and seeing the credit union, seeing how they come together. And not only in places like this where it's arranged, but in the hallways after sessions and stuff, people talking and brainstorming and stuff. That's where the really magic happens.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of talked about with Curated, too, on Wednesday. Was we're going to say out loud, if you saw something you like and you need to talk to these people, there's some space back there, there's some tables over there, you know, go ahead and pull them back there and talk to them. So,
hey, so before we wrap up here, because we got five, according to the timer up there, we got 5 minutes. So share with me real quickly the format of Curated.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a mini Venture Tech type of thing?
It's a showcase event. The whole goal is to allow credit unions to do a deeper dive on some of this technology. So so like here we have, 15 minutes? There we're allowing the fintechs to go on for a little longer and allow them to show a little more of their product than they would, say, at something like this or at a booth in an exhibit hall. And so it's a deeper dive type of thing, but what we've done is, I think when we did your broadcast a couple of months ago, we called it like a music festival.
Oh,
so there's different rooms.
Yeah.
And so what we've said is you don't have to sit through something you don't have, that you don't want to see. So we'll have a schedule. So in this room is lending, and this room is infrastructure, and this one, in this room is financial wellness, and in the other room is, did I say borrowing? Anyway, there's four rooms. So it's like the rock and roll stage, and the country music stage, and the hip hop stage, and all that. So you can go and move around. So we give 25 minutes, 5 minute break, they can move from room to room. And then there's the collaboration stage, where there's two fintechs and a credit union on stage together, showing how they've collaborated together, and with the credit union, how they're advancing the values of that credit union by collaborating together.
I'm going to be in that room. I love those success stories.
Yeah. So as an example, With Clutch and Zest are going on stage with the credit union and showing how the marketing efforts of With Clutch and the lending platform of Zest combined together to increase the stickiness at a credit union, or increase the member experience at a credit union. And so that credit union is going to show and speak to the value that's been added. So 5 different stages, the attendees can move around and deeper dives on the technology. So that's what we're trying to accomplish. But again, it's their first year, we're experimenting. Is it something that we can tweak and make bigger, or is it something that we didn't get enough attendance and try something else, stuff like that.
Grand experiment.
While they're here, we might as well try it.
I know, and have fun with it,
Right.
That's the beauty of it all. So yeah,
sure.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Good seeing you.
Nick Evans, everybody. Circle, go check him out. And we're going to be at Curated on Wednesday, too.
All right.
Good job, sir.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.